time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Our caller listens to Bruce play his piano puzzler and then tries to do two things: name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Ben Carroll is on the phone from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Ben, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. Ben, what role does music play in your life when you're not playing the piano puzzler?
Well, I was a viola player for several years. I majored in music in college. It's not a huge part of my life right now, or at least performing isn't. I teach high school Latin now, but I still enjoy listening. I still enjoy playing along with the puzzler.
I am so glad to hear two things. I'm so glad to hear that Latin is being taught in some high school. That's great. And viola, did you go straight to viola, or did you come to viola from playing violin?
I went straight to viola.
Why did you did you pick the viola?
Nobody else was.
Well, thank you for playing those middle harmony parts and all that great orchestral music. Do you still play at all? Do you have a viola?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope you have fun with the piano puzzler here, too. Bruce is just about to play this for you, and then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And if you need any help along the way, I'm here, too. I don't know what Bruce has in mind, so if you get stuck, you can ask me for assistance along the way.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Ben, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Well, that's gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, Ben, what do you think?
That one's tricky.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it. It's very definitely romantic.
Absolutely.
In its origins. And this is where it gets a little bit fuzzier for me in distinguishing between the various composers.
But that's a great start. You've narrowed in on the romantic era. So we're talking about the mid to late 1800s.
Country. How about German?
Good. So you're right. So we've got a romantic German.
A romantic German. Would a romantic German be Brahms?
It would.
Excellent.
Very good.
In the style of Johannes Brahms. Ben, what did you hear that made you think, boy, I'm kind of thinking it might be Brahms?
It was a very fluid, always moving, but still within the definitions of harmony, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. That's very good.
Nicely done. So Bruce, what did you have in mind when you were going after the style of Brahms here?
Well, the piano textures are typical of Brahms, with a lot of the deep bass and the middle register. And again, I did use the Telltale 2 against 3 throughout, as Brahms often does, where you have things like this, where this hand is in 2. And this is 3 to the beat.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
I understand that's good for your heart to play 3-2 all the time. That's one of the reasons I use it.
And so it doesn't just lay the whole chord down at once. It note by note, it unfurls.
And it's kind of restless. If you combine the 2-3 and the unfurling harmonies and the fact that many of them are diminished chords and chords with a lot of chromaticism, there's a tenseness that is associated with Brahms. But it also, as they always say, he's autumnal. There's something deeply satisfying about it, and it's kind of restful as well as restless at the same time.
Restful and restless and a kind of, autumnal melancholy at times.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so, Ben, very nicely done. Johannes Brahms, absolutely right for the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking. Now, what about the hidden tune?
That was something that I was not able to pick up on yet.
Okay, well, I'll start it again, and the tune is on the top. It's in a completely different mood than it normally would be. And the chords are all wrong, but the tune is there, so
okay.
Here we go. Any hint of a tune jumping out for you, Ben?
I could hear hints of it every now and then. Darn dum bum. Dum bum.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Johannes Brahms wearing a 10-gallon hat.
Oh, yes, you've got it, Fred.
With his horse tied to a split rail fence, saying goodbye to somebody.
I recognize the tune. I wouldn't be able to tell you the name of it, though.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Is it okay if I jump in?
You can jump in.
Happy Trails.
That's right. Happy Trails,
okay,
or Happy Trails to You.
Happy Trails to You.
Written by Dale Evans.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a cowboy tune. Associated with, I thought it would trigger some memories. That it's associated with a horse named Trigger.
So Happy Trails, the old Dale Evans cowboy song, rewritten in the autumnal piano style, the late piano style of Johannes Brahms. And Ben, the piano puzzler, is really about recognizing that composer's style. So nicely done. Brahms was your first guess. Well done.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Ben, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, how do you listen to piano puzzlers?
We have a WHRO here. 90.3.
Ben Carroll calling from Virginia Beach. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.